The next word is hair. U-N-Y-Y-K-R-I-S-I-V-E-R-U-Y-M-O-L-O-S-Y-R-U. U-N-Y-U-K-R-I-S-I-V-E-V-O-L-O-Z. This sentence means, she has beautiful hair. Breakdown. U-N-Y-Y-U-N-Y-U. Means, she has. U. U. Is the preposition meaning, at, near, by, and then yeah. Ni, ni. Is the genitive case of the pronoun or n a. A, n, a. She, u. U. Is often used when talking about possession, and can be used, instead of yesteryear. E-S-T. To have, there is. K-R-I-S-I-V-E-R-U-Y-E. K-R-I-S-I-V-E. Means, beautiful. This is the plural form of K-R-I-S-I-V-E-R-U-Y-K-A-T-K-O-Y-E. K-R-I-S-I-V-E-R-U-Y-K-A-T-K-O-Y-E. Beautiful, masculine. You can also use the singular form for beautiful hair, K-R-I-S-I-V-E-R-U-Y-K-A-T-K-O-Y-E-V-O-L-O-S. K-R-I-S-I-V-E-V-O-L-O-S. But the plural is more common. V-O-L-O-S-Y-R-U. V-O-L-O-C. Means, hair. It's a plural noun, so it changes depending on whether the hair is singular or plural. Key concept. In Russian, adjectives, beautiful, must agree in gender and number with the noun they describe, hair. K-R-I-S-I-V-E-R-U-Y-E. K-R-I-S-I-V-E. Agrees with V-O-L-O-S-Y-E-R-U. V-O. L. O. C. Plural, feminine. Pronunciation. U-N-Y-Y-Y. U-N-Y-U. Pronounce the U. U. Like the U in moon and the yeah. E. Like the E in bet. K-R-I-S-I-V-E-R-U-Y. K-R-I-S-I-V-E. Ye. Pronounce the a. A. Like the a in father and the yeah. E. Like the e in bet. V o l o s y r u. V o l o c. Pronounce the o. O. Like the o in hot and the yeru. Y. Like the E in C. Translation, hair. V-O-L-O-C. Volusy, pronounced like volusy. The next word is reflect. The word, reflect, can be used in Russian as a verb. Отражать. Pronounced, отражать. It means, to reflect, in the sense of mirroring, or throwing back an image, sound, or light. Here is a sentence example. Зеркало отражает свет. This sentence means, the mirror reflects the light. Let's break it down. Зеркало. Pronounced, зеркало, means, mirror. Отражает. Pronounced, отражает, means, reflects. This is the third person singular present tense form of the verb. Отражать. Свет. Pronounced, свет, means, light. This is a simple sentence with a subject. Зеркало. Verb. Отражает. An object. Свет. Helpful pronunciation tips. Зеркало. Colon, there, is pronounced like zero, but with a slightly softer R. отражает. Colon, the J sounds like a French J or a soft ZH in English. The A at the end is unstressed and short. Smeet. Colon, smeete, is pronounced with a soft T sound, almost like an S. Variations of the word reflect. The verb отражать can be used in other tenses as well. Отражал. Pronounced отражал, past tense, singular masculine. Отражали. Pronounced отражали, past tense, plural. Будет отражать. Pronounced будет отражать, future tense, singular, reflect, can also be used in the sense of thinking deeply or contemplating. In this case, the Russian verb would be размышлять. Pronounced размышлять. English, reflect, reflect, Russian. Отражать. Отражать. The next word is exercise. Sentence. Он регулярно занимается спортом, чтобы поддерживать себя в хорошей физической форме. Breakdown. Он. He, pronoun, masculine, nominative case. Он. Он. Регулярно. Regularly, adverb. Регулярно. Regularно. Занимается. Is engaged in, verb. Third person singular, present tense. Занимается. Занимается. Спортом. Sports, noun, instrumental case. Спортом. Спортом. Чтобы. In order to, conjunction. Чтобы. Chtoby. Поддерживать. To maintain, verb, infinitive. Поддерживать. Поддерживать. Себя. Oneself, pronoun, accusative case. Себя. Себя. In, preposition. В. Хороший. Good, adjective, feminine, genitive case. Хороший. Хороший. Физической. Physical, adjective, feminine, genitive case. Физической. Физической. Форме. Form, noun, prepositional case. Форме. For me. Key concepts. Instrumental case. The instrumental case is used to indicate the means or instrument by which something is done. The word sportum is in the instrumental case because it signifies by means of sports. Infinitive. The infinitive is the base form of a verb. It is used to express the action of the verb without indicating a specific tense or person. The word поддерживать is in the infinitive form because it is the base form of the verb to maintain. Conjunction. A conjunction connects words, phrases, or clauses. The word чтобы is a conjunction that connects the two clauses in the sentence. Translation. He regularly exercises to maintain his good physical condition. Word and pronunciation. Exercise. Упражнение. Упражнение. The next word is useful. This. Полезный. Книга. Можете берете ее. Полезный. Делаю. Исследование. Breakdown. Полезный. Книга. Полезная книга, this translates to, useful book. Полезный. Полезный is an adjective meaning, useful, helpful, or, advantageous. The word can be declined, it has masculine, feminine, and mutagenders, and various declensions. It is also used as a short form adjective. Knigge. Knigge is the feminine noun for book. It declines, changing forms depending on its role in the sentence. Mojetebejerutejeri, mojit might, is a phrase meaning could be or might be. This is a modal verb that is used to express possibility, and it does not change in form. Ocheyenyeri, ocean, is an adverb meaning very. It can be used with adjectives, verbs, and other adverbs. Poleznoy. Poleznoy is the feminine form of the short form adjective. Poleznoy. This form is usually used predicatively, meaning it comes after a linking verb. Belya, delia, is a preposition meaning for. In this case, it is used to describe the purpose of something. Veashayegeo, mashigo, is the possessive adjective meaning your. In this case, it modifies. Isledovanie. Isledovanie is a noun meaning research. In this case, it is in the genitive case because it is the object of the preposition. Key concepts. Adjectives. Полезный. Полезный is an adjective meaning useful, helpful, or advantageous. Adjectives in Russian must agree with the noun they modify in gender, number, and case, so we change its ending depending on the noun it modifies. Nouns. Книга. Книга is the feminine noun for book. All Russian nouns have a gender, masculine, feminine, or neuter, and they decline. The gender and case of a noun determines what ending the adjective that modifies it will have. Prepositions. Russian uses prepositions a lot. Pay attention to which preposition is used and how it changes the meaning of the sentence. Possessive adjectives. Russian possessive adjectives are used to show ownership. In this case, Vashuva. Mashigo means your, and it agrees with the noun. Isledovanie. Isledovanie in gender and number. Translation. Полезный. Полезный, useful. Книга. Книга, book, mojetebejerutejeri, может быть, could be, ocheyenyeri, ocean, very. Полезный. Polezny, useful, feminine, short form, belya, delia, for veashayegeo, mashigo, your. Isledovanie. Isledovanie, research. Pronunciation. Полезный. Полезный, полезна. Книга. Книга, книга, mojetebejerutejeri, может быть. Mojetbyteocheyenyeri, ocean, ocean. Полезный. Polezny, полезна, belya, delia, delia, veashayegeo, mashigo, veashigo. Isledovanie. Isledovanie, isledovanie. The next word is need. Hash hash. Мне нужно купить продукты. Breakdown. Мне. Pronounced. Mi is the dative case of the pronoun I, which means to me. Нужно. Pronounced. Нужно is the impersonal verb to be needed. Купить. Pronounced. Купить is the infinitive form of the verb to buy. Продукты. Pronounced. Продукты is the plural noun meaning groceries or food products. Sentence meaning I need to buy groceries. Key concepts. Dative case. The dative case in Russian is used to indicate the indirect object of a verb. It is often used with verbs that express necessity, obligation, or desire. Impersonal verbs. Impersonal verbs in Russian are verbs that do not have a subject. They are used to express states or actions that are not attributed to a specific person or thing. Infinitive form. The infinitive form of a verb in Russian is the basic form of the verb. It is used after certain verbs, such as, to want, to need, or, to be able. Variations. You can use other verbs, instead of, to buy, such as, to get, to pick up, or, to order. For example, мне нужно получить продукты. Мне нужно получить продукты. I need to get groceries. You can also use different pronouns instead of I, such as you. Тебе. Тебе. He. Ему. Ему. She. Ей. I. We. Нам. Нам, or they. Им. Им. For example. Тебе нужно купить хлеб. Тебе нужно купить хлеб. You need to buy bread. English and Russian translation. Need. Нужна. Нужна, a state of needing something need. Нуждаться. Нуждаться, to need something. The next word is restaurant. The word restaurant is ресторан. Ресторан. In Russian. Here is a sample sentence. Я хочу поиграть кое-то и вересторан. Я хочу пойти в ресторан. Let's break it down. Я. Я. I, pronoun, pronounced, я хочу. Хочу. I want, verb, pronounced, хочу поиграть кое-то и. Пойти. To go, verb, pronounced, пойти, ве. В. To, preposition, pronounced, вересторан. Ресторан. Restaurant, noun, pronounced, ресторан. Key concept. In Russian, verbs change form depending on the subject and tense. Here, the verb хочу, хочу, is conjugated to agree with the subject, я, я, I, in the present tense. Variations. You can use this sentence with other types of places. For example, я хочу поиграть кое-то и в магазин. Я хочу пойти в магазин. I want to go to the store. Translation. I want to go to the restaurant. English pronunciation. Restaurant. Restaurant. Ресторан. Ресторан. The next word is income. Ее. Ежемесячный. Доходы составляют. И. Хай. Ежемесячные. Доход составляет около 50 000 рублей. Слэш. Хай. Breakdown. Ее. И. Her. Possessive pronoun. Ежемесячные. Ежемесячные. Monthly. Adjective. Доходы. Доход. Income, revenue, noun. Составляете. Составляет. Makes up, comprises, constitutes, verb. Около. Около. About, around, preposition. Пяте ири десяте. Пяте десяте. 50, adjective. Десяте. Тысяч. Thousand, noun. Рубелье краткое. Рубли. Rubles, noun. Variations. Доходы. Доход. Can also be used for profit or earnings. Ежемесячные краткое. Ежемесячные. can be used for any monthly thing, such as a monthly payment, or a monthly subscription. Pronunciation. Yeo. E. Pronounced like, yo. Ye. Pronounced like, yee my zyachnaide o kaode. Dohod. Pronounced like, dohod. Sostavelyaete. Sostavlyet. Pronounced like, sostavlyet. O kaolo. Okolo. Pronounced like, okolo. Peyate iride yesyate. Piatide siati. Pronounced like, piat bisiati. Teyeru esyache. Taisirach. Pronounced like, taisirach. Erube elye ikatkoye. Ruble. Pronounced like, ruble. English translation. Her monthly income is about 50,000 rubles. Key concept. This sentence demonstrates the use of the possessive pronoun yeyo. E. The adjective yeyeyemyesyachenyeruikatkoye. Ejimesirachnye. And the noun deokaode. Dohod. To express the concept of income. The next word is property. The word sobstvennost. Pronounced sobstvennost. In Russian means property and refers to something that belongs to someone or is owned by someone. Here's an example sentence. Эта квартира является моей собственностью. Breakdown. Это. Pronounced. Эта. This. Квартира. Pronounced. Квартира. Apartment. Является. Pronounced. Является. Is. Моей. Pronounced. Марай. My. Собственностью. Pronounced. Собственностью. Property. Translation. This apartment is my property. Key concepts. Собственность. Pronounced. Собственность. Can also be used in a broader sense to refer to anything that someone owns or possesses. The noun собственность is feminine, so the adjective моей, my, is also in the feminine form. Memorization tip. Think of the word собственность as something that is owned or belongings. The next word is previous. The word, previous, can be used in Russian to describe something that happened before something else. Here is an example sentence using this word.
Предыдущая. Неделя. Была. Очень. Холодной.
Breakdown.
Предыдущая.
Previous slash предыдущая is the feminine form of the adjective.
Предыдущий.
Previous slash предыдущая. This word is used to mean something that happened or existed before something else.
Неделя.
Week slash неделя is the noun for week. This is a feminine noun.
Была.
Was slash была is the past tense of the verb.
Быть.
To be slash might.
Очень.
Very slash очень is the adverb meaning very.
Холодной.
Cold slash холодной is the feminine form of the adjective.
Холодной.
Cold slash холодной. Translation. The previous week was very cold. Key concepts. Gender agreement in Russian adjectives.
Notice how the ending of the adjective predusaye changes to agree with the gender of the noun. Nidjera. Past tense of the verb.
Boot.
Colon, the verb.
Boot.
Is irregular in the past tense. Pronunciation.
Predidushaya.
Predidu sh chaya.
Nidjera.
Nidalaya.
Bula.
Bila.
Ochin.
Ochen.
Cholodnoi.
Cholodnoi. The next word is dark. The Russian sentences.
Nojbula temnaya.
Izvyazdy kazaris yarchi. Breakdown.
Notch.
Pronounced, knock, knock, as in, notch, means, night, and is in the nominative case, the subject of the sentence.
Bula.
Pronounced, by la, by, as in, by, and, la, as in, la la, is the past tense of the verb, to be, beyeru teyeri, in the feminine singular form.
Termnaya.
Pronounced, timnaya. Time, as in, time, but with a, y, sound, and, naya, as in, naya, with a softer, y, sound, means, dark, and is in the feminine singular form, modifying, night.
I.
Pronounced, I, short, I, sound, means, and.
Zvyazdy.
Pronounced, zvyoz, die, zvyoz, as in, zest, and, die, as in, dynamite, means, stars, and is in the nominative case, the subject of the second part of the sentence.
Kazaris.
Pronounced, Kazaris, car, as in, car, zar, as in, zap, and, lis, as in, list, means, seemed, and is the past tense of the verb, to seem, kazaresya, in the plural form.
Yarchi.
Pronounced, yarchi, yar, as in, yard, and, chi, as in, check, with a softer, ch, sound, means, brighter, and is the comparative adjective of, bright, yarkaikatkoye. The sentence means, the night was dark, and the stars seemed brighter. Key concepts. Gender agreement. In Russian, adjectives and nouns must agree in gender, number, and case. For example,
termnaya.
Is feminine singular, because it modifies the feminine singular noun.
Note.
Case. The grammatical function of a noun, or pronoun is determined by its case. In this sentence, both.
Note.
And.
Zvyazdy.
Are in the nominative case, as they are the subjects of their respective clauses. Comparative adjectives. The comparative form of an adjective is used to compare two things. In this sentence,
yarki
is the comparative form of
yarki.
Right. Pronunciation hints.
Termnaya.
Colon, the, y, sound in.
Termnaya.
Is similar to the, y, sound in, yes, but slightly softer.
Zvyazdy.
Colon, the, z, sound in.
Zvyazdy.
Is similar to the, z, sound in, zebra, but the, d, at the end is pronounced like a, d, in, bay.
Yarchi.
Colon, the, ch, sound in.
Yarchi.
Is similar to the, ch, sound in, chair, but slightly softer. English-Russian translation.
Dark.
Termnuy. Pronounced, time ny, time, as in, time, but with a, y, sound, and, ny, as in, ny long, night.
Notch.
Pronounced, knock, knock, as in, notch. The next word is imagine. Hash hash per ye be este a me yeri te ye es ye be ye, che te o me yeru este o I te ye na me ye er sha I en ye ge o er yeru. Breakdown. Per ye de este a me irite ye. Predstavti. predestavt, imperative verb, imagine, second person plural sebe. Sebe. Sebe, reflexive pronoun, yourself, attached to the verb to indicate the action is performed upon oneself. Chteo. Što. Shto, conjunction, that, introducing a subordinate clause veru. Vy. Roman 6, pronoun, you, plural sto ite. Stoiti. Stoiti, verb, stand, present tense, second person plural na. Na. Na, preposition, on veršienje. Vršiny. Vršiny, noun, summit, feminine, singular geoerieru. Goru. Gorai, noun, mountain, feminine, singular. Key concepts. Imperative verbs in Russian are formed by adding the ending te. Tie. T, to the stem of the verb, in this case, the stem is periedestave. Predstav. Predstav. Reflexive verbs are common in Russian, and they are formed by adding the reflexive pronoun sa. Sa. Sia, to the verb stem. However, sebeya. Sia. Sebeya is the reflexive pronoun in the accusative case, which is used when the reflexive pronoun is the direct object of the verb. The verb stoyateiri. Stoyat. Stoyat is an irregular verb. Its present tense forms are yastou. Yastou. Yastoyu teyeru estoi shayeri. Tu stoish. Type stoy shon slash ona slash ono estoi te. On slash ona slash ono stoit. On slash ono stoi tm yeru estoi em. Mu stoim. My stoy mve yeru estoi te ye. Vu stoiti. Roman 6 stoiti on estoi ate. Anistoyat. Onistoyat. Variations. The verb can be changed to the first person singular, imagine myself. Per ye de este ave irite ye sebe ye, chete o ya este o un ave yer shayen ye geo er yeru. Predstav ti sebi. Što ya stoyuna vishun y goru. The verb can be changed to the past tense, imagined. Per yebe este ave irite yes yebe ye, chete o me yeru este o ya elien ave yer shayen ye geo er yeru. Predstav ti sebi. Što vusta ya ina vishun y goru. The preposition na. Na. Na can be changed to s. S, to indicate location, from, per ye de este ave irite ye sebe ye, chete o me yeru este u este ili es yeri esme yer shayen yeru geo er yeru. Predstav ti sebi, što vus pustilis smiršunu goru. Translation. Imagine yourself standing on the summit of a mountain. English pronunciation. Imagine, imagine summit, summit mountain, mountain Russian pronunciation. Predstavti. Predstavti. Sebi. Sebi. Što. Shto. V. Roman 6. Stoiti. Stoiti. Na. Na. Vršiny. Vršiny. Goru. Gorai. The next word is okay. Okay, let's begin. I am ready to teach you about the beautiful and complex Russian language. The next word is earn. English. He earns a good living as a doctor. Russian. Он хорошо зарабатывает. Работаем врачом. Breakdown. Он. He, pronoun, masculine, nominative case, pronounced, own. Хорошо. Well, good adverb. Pronounced Harosho. Zagamativite. Earns verb, present tense, third person singular, pronounced Zarabativayet. Zagamotaya. Working verb, present participle, gerund, pronounced Rabataya. Vachom. As a doctor, noun, instrumental case, pronounced Vachom. Key concepts. Gerunds. The word. Abortaya. Is a gerund, which is a verb that functions like a noun. It describes the action of earning a living. Instrumental case. The noun. Vachom. Is in the instrumental case, which is used to show how something is done, or with what. In this case, it shows the profession the person uses to earn a living. Variations. The verb. Zagamativat. Can be used in different tenses, past, future, etc. And with different subjects. The gerund. Rabotaya. Can be used with other verbs to describe the manner in which an action is done. Pronunciation. Own. Own. Хорошо. Хорошо. Зарабатывает. Зарабатывает. Работает. Работает. Врачом. Врачом. English-Russian translations. Earn. Зарабатывает. Зарабатывает. Доктор. Врач. Врач. The next word is daughter. The word daughter in Russian is дочь. Pronounced dok. Here's a sentence using it. У меня есть дочь. Translation. I have a daughter. Breakdown. У. Pronounced у is a preposition meaning at or by, but it is used here to indicate possession. Меня. Pronounced меня is the object pronoun meaning me. Есть. Pronounced есть is the verb to be or to have. Дочь. Pronounced дочь is the noun daughter. Key concepts. This sentence uses the genitive case of the noun дочь, meaning of a daughter. You can also use the accusative case if the daughter is the direct object of a verb. For example, я люблю дочь. I love my daughter. The word дочь is feminine, so it changes form based on the case. Pronunciation tips. Дочь is pronounced like doc with a slight emphasis on the first syllable. English. Daughter slash stress the open or lengthened t schwara slash Russian. Дочь slash stress the OTS slash. The next word is post. The word post can be used as a noun or a verb. Here are two examples. Noun. Он написал пост в социальных сетях. Он, он, he написал, написал, wrote, post, 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 noun, ve, v, in esort, seal, yerien, yeruha, esiete, yaha, socialnik, setiak, social networks translation. He wrote a post on social media. Verb. Он пошел на почту, чтобы отправить письмо. Он, he получил пошел, went на, to получить у, почту, post office, noun, чете оберу, ch toby, in order to отправить ери, отправить, send пересери мо, письмо, letter translation. He went to the post office to send a letter. Key concepts. Noun. In this case, the word post refers to a piece of content shared online. Verb. In this case, post refers to the action of mailing something, or the act of putting something in place or position. Pronunciation. Post, noun. Post, post, verb. Post, napisal, napisal. Napisał POST, post. Post POSHAJO L, POSHIOL. POSHOL POCHETU, POCHTU. POCHTU OTEPERAVEITE IRI, OTPRAVIT. OTPRAVIT. Variations. POCHETA, POCHTU, the post office. Mail, noun OTEPERAVEITE IRI, OTPRAVIT, to send. To dispatch, verb sort se il yeri en yeru yes yete I, social nicety, social media, social networks, noun. The next word is much. The word, much, in English translates to mnogo. Mnogo, in Russian. It is used to express a large quantity of something that is uncountable. Here is an example sentence. Minam mnogo knik. You men your mnogo nig, I have many books. U. You, this is the preposition, at, but it is used here to mean, I have, with the following noun phrase, similar to the English phrase, I have, or, with me. Mina. Menya, this is the personal pronoun, the object form of the word, I, and corresponds to the English pronoun, me. Mnoga. Mnogo, this is the adjective, much, or, many, and corresponds to, many, in English. Knik. Nig, this is the plural form of the noun, book, which can be either masculine, or feminine. The form, nig, indicates the feminine form. Key concepts. Mnoga. Mnogo, the Russian word for much or many, is used to express a large quantity of something that is uncountable. It is an adjective, and thus changes based on gender. U. U, this word, which literally translates to at, is used here to mean I have, along with a noun phrase that follows. Pronunciation. U. Pronounced like U. Minya. Pronounced like menya. Mnoga. Pronounced like mnogo. Knik. Pronounced like nig. English translation. I have many books. Russian translation. Minya mnoga knik. The next word is newspaper. The Russian sentence using the word newspaper is Я читаю газету. Breakdown. Я. I, pronoun, subject of the sentence. Читаю. Читаю. I read, present tense verb, conjugated for the first person singular. Газету. Газету. Newspaper, accusative case noun, direct object of the verb. Explanation. This sentence translates to, I read a newspaper. The verb читать, читать, is an irregular verb, meaning it doesn't follow the standard conjugation rules. It's important to learn its various forms. The word for newspaper is газета. Газета. It is feminine, and takes the accusative case ending, u, when used as the direct object of a verb. Key concepts. Verb conjugation. Understanding how verbs change depending on the subject, and tense is crucial in Russian. Case system. Russian nouns change their endings depending on their role in the sentence. Variations. Я читаю газету. I read newspapers, plural noun. Я читаю газету каждый день. I read a newspaper every day. Я купил газету. I bought a newspaper, past tense verb. Pronunciation guide. Я. Я. Pronounced like the English, я. Читаю. Читаю. The chair is pronounced like the ch in chair. The a is like the a in father. and the u is pronounced like the u in food. Gazetu. Gazetu. The g is pronounced like the g in go. The a is like the a in father. The z is pronounced like the z in zebra. The ye is pronounced like the e in bed. The t is pronounced like the t in tea. And the u is pronounced like the u in food. Translation. Newspaper. Gazeta. Gazeta. The next word is define. The word define is a verb that means to explain the exact meaning of something. It is used to clarify the meaning of a word, concept, or object. Here is an example of a sentence using the word define. Определите, пожалуйста, что означает это слово. Breakdown. Определите. A priori, this is the imperative form of the verb or periodeiri, a priori, to define, and is used for giving a command. This is the most common form you will encounter. Пожалуйста. Пожалуйста, this is an interjection used for politeness, similar to please in English. Что? Chto, this is an interrogative pronoun meaning what? Означает. Означает, this is the present tense form of the verb означатери, означат, meaning to mean. Это. Это, this is a demonstrative pronoun meaning this or that. Слово. Слово, this is a noun meaning word. Translation. Please define what this word means. Key concepts. The imperative form of verbs is used to give commands. Interjections are used to express emotions or to add emphasis. Interrogative pronouns are used to ask questions. Demonstrative pronouns are used to point out specific things. English translation and pronunciation. Define. Defahien or per yebeyeliteiri, a priorite. The next word is conclusion. Hash hash. Zaklucheni. Zaklucheni. Breakdown. Zaklucheni. Zaklucheni is a noun, meaning conclusion in English. The ending. Yeah. Ye is a typical ending for nouns in Russian. The word is pronounced as zakluchenie. Pay attention to the soft ch sound at the end, like the ch in church. Example sentence.
Zakluchenie. Хотелось бы добавить, что
V zakluchenie, Kotelos by Dobovit, chto. V means in.
Zakluchenie.
Zaklucheni is the prepositional case of the noun.
Zaklucheni.
Zaklucheni. It means, in conclusion.
Хотелось бы.
Хотелось бы means, I would like to, polite and indirect form.
Добавить.
Добавить is the verb, to add.
Что?
Chto means, that. Translation. In conclusion, I would like to add that. Variations. The word zaklucheni can be used in different grammatical contexts, for example, nominative, genitive, dative, accusative, instrumental, prepositional. Zaklucheni means to conclude. Pronunciation.
Zaklucheni.
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 V zaklucheni.
Хотелось бы.
Хотелось бы.
Добавить.
Добавить.
Что?
Chto. English. Conclusion Russian. The Kluchenny. Na Kluchenny. The next word is clock. The Russian word for clock is Chasu. Pronounced Chasi. Sentence. Na Stolistayat Krasivye Chasu. Breakdown. Na. Na on, at, preposition, pronounced na. Story. Stole, table, pronounced stole. Stoyat. Stoyat, stand, are standing, verb, pronounced stoyat. Krasivye. Krasivye, beautiful, adjective, pronounced krasivye. Chasu. Chasy, clock, pronounced chasi. Translation. Beautiful clocks are standing on the table. Variations. Chasu. Chasy can also mean watch. The plural form of chas. Chas is chasu. Chasy. Chas. Pronounced chas means hour in Russian. Helpful hints. The stress in chasu. Chasy is on the second syllable. The stress in krasivye. Krasivye is on the second syllable. The stress in stoyat. Stoyat is on the second syllable. The stress in stoy. Stole is on the first syllable. Pronunciation guide. Chair. Ch, like the ch in chair. A, like the in father. S, like the s in son. U, y, like the e in c. I, like the e in c. Yeah. E, like the e in bed. Or O, like the O in hot. U, like the U in moon. English, clock Russian. Chasu. Chasy. The next word is everybody. Sentence. Все. Знают. Его. Breakdown. Все. VCA is the subject of the sentence, and means everyone, or everybody. It is the nominative plural form of the pronoun VSE, which means all, or everything. Знают. Знают is the verb, to know, in the present tense, third person plural. Его. Его is the object of the verb, meaning him. It is the accusative form of the pronoun он, which means he. Translation. Everybody knows him. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb must agree with its subject in number and person. Case. The form of a noun or pronoun changes depending on its grammatical function in the sentence. The accusative case is used for direct objects. Gender. Russian nouns and pronouns have gender, masculine, feminine, or neuter, and this affects their form. Pronunciation. Все. Colon, VCA. Знают. Colon, знают. Его. Colon, его. English to Russian word translations. Everybody. Все. VCA, no. Знают. Знают, him. Его. Его. The next word is weekend. Hash hash weekend sentence. В эти выходные я поеду в деревню к бабушке. Breakdown. В эти выходные. This is a prepositional phrase meaning, on this weekend. In, on, the, эти, these, эти, выходные, weekend, Vahadini, this word can be used for a single day, or the whole weekend. For example, Saturday is a day off. I will go. Paidu, this is the future tense of the verb. Yichat. To go. Yihat. To. Vi. Dievnu. Village. Direvnayu. Ka. To. K. Babushki. Grandmother. Babu SH Kai. Key concept. This sentence uses the future tense of the verb. Yichat. To go, yihat. Translation. This weekend I will go to my grandmother's village. Weekend. Vyhodnuyi. Vyhodini. The next word is perform. The Russian word for perform is vyponyat. Vyponyat. Here is an example sentence. Aktivu dozhnu byli vyponyat slozhnuye trukye. Aktory dolzhny byli vyponyat slozhnye trukye. Breakdown. Aktivu. Aktory, actors, plural, pronounced, aktiri. Dozhnu. Dolzhny, must, plural, pronounced, dolzhny. Byli. Byli, were, plural, pronounced, byli. Vyponyat. Vyponyat, to perform, to carry out, infinitive, pronounced, Roman 6 polnyat. Složnyi. Složny, complex, difficult, plural, pronounced, složnyi. Trukyi. Trukyi, tricks, stunts, plural, pronounced, triukai. Meaning. The actors had to perform complex stunts. Key concepts. Vyponyat. Vyponyat is an irregular verb, and the ending changes depending on the subject and tense. In the sentence, the verb is in the past tense, and it ends in y. Lai. Složnyi. Složnyi is an adjective, and it ends in uye. Ye, because it is in the plural form. The word order in Russian is flexible, but it is common to place the verb near the end of the sentence. Translation. Perform. Vyponyat. Vyponyat, pronounced Roman 6 polnyat. Note. The pronunciation guide above uses the standard English pronunciation of the Russian alphabet. The actual pronunciation may vary slightly depending on the speaker and region. The next word is professional. The word professional in Russian is professionalny. Professionalny. Which means professional. It is an adjective that describes something or someone as being skilled and competent in their field. The word is formed from the noun. Professor. Meaning, profession. Here is an example sentence. On. Professionalny vrach. On. Professionalny vrach. Breakdown. On. On. He. This dash is used to separate the subject from the predicate. Professionalny. Professionalny. Professional. Vrach. Vrach. Doctor. Translation. He is a professional doctor. Pronunciation. Professionalny. 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 Vrach. 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 Helpful hints. The stress in. Professionalny. Professionalny. falls on the fourth syllable. Now. Now. The letter CHE. CH. At the end of VRACH. VRACH. Is pronounced like the CH in church. English. Professional Russian. Профессиональный. Профессиональный. The next word is mine. This is a sentence using the word mine in Russian. Это моя книга. Это. Pronounced это, this. Моя. Pronounced моя, my, feminine. Книга. Pronounced книга, book. Translation. This is my book. Key concepts. Gender. Russian nouns have gender. Книга. Is a feminine noun. This means that we use the feminine form of the possessive adjective, my. Моя. To describe it. Word order. In this sentence, the subject, book, is placed after the verb, is, and the adjective, my. Variations. If we were talking about a masculine noun, such as stool, table, we would use the masculine form of my. Мой. Это мой стол. This is my table. For a neutral noun, such as окно, window, we would use the neuter form. Это мое окно. This is my window. Pronunciation. Это. Это. Моя. Моя. Книга. Книга. Стол. Стол. Окно. Okay, no. English, Russian word translation. Mine. Мой. Masculine. Моя. Feminine. Моя. Neuter.